Well, it is time again to visit with our friends from the Wisconsin Beef Council. Yes, Checkoff Chats back along with you, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. And remember, that involves the dairy industry as well. If you sell a Holstein steer, a cull cow, a calf, that is part of the contribution that helps to make the Wisconsin Beef Council roll. And boy, I'll tell you, the staff has been rolling lately. Lots of different informational meetings to keep you connected with not just what's happening in Wisconsin, but what's happening on a broader scene. Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council is in with us now, Tammy Vossen. You just got back from another trip out to Denver. People need to realize, I mean, I think every once in a while, farmers, board members, maybe even consumers may say, well, I call the office, I don't ever, you know, get anybody. That's because you don't have a lot of people, but boy, you got a lot of meetings, a lot of events, a lot of educational things that your staff has to execute, implement, and participate in. And one of those was staff out in Denver with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Yeah, that's right. We just had the opportunity last week to go to a meeting that brought together State Beef Council staff from all across the U.S. There were over 75 State Beef Council employees who participated in that meeting, and we really got to do a deep dive into the upcoming programs that National Cattlemen's Beef Association will be focusing on in 2019 and how we can bring that back into our own state, customize that, and launch it out for our consumers here within Wisconsin.
Yeah, because it's all about making sure that any of the checkoff dollars that we get in Wisconsin are used most efficiently. And you said with the onset now of so much that's being done via social media, digital marketing, you think that by participating in this national event, we'll get a better handle on how to really efficiently channel those dollars.
Yeah, so what we're going to be participating here in Wisconsin with just within the next month or so is really a segmentation study of getting a better understanding of who our Wisconsin consumers are. So we've chosen to do a statewide survey, but we're also going to do more of a focus within our Madison and Milwaukee markets. So by doing that, we will have more information about what our consumers are looking for. Do they need more information on how we're raising beef today? Are they looking for details on, you know, proper nutrition and which beef cuts they should be using and feeding to their families if they're heart healthy conscious? Or is it just basic cooking information? So by taking those details, we can customize our checkoff programs, like our farm to fork tours, the television segments that we're doing throughout the month across the state to really hone in and improve the message that we're sending.
If you haven't been to beeftips.com or Facebook, Wisconsin Beef Council, go a little deeper in that information because they've got blogs that are all about the producers that bring us great Wisconsin beef. It tries to address any questions consumers might have on animal care, on our environmental stewardship, on the carbon footprint. That's not what we talk about most. We talk about the beef cuts, the nutrition, and what's happening, but it's all out there. So it'll be interesting to see how long will that survey take, Tammy, do you think?
I expect we'll have those details back here by the end of the year so that we can really start to launch and tailor those programs in 2019.
And again, remember, this is your state checkoff dollars that are partnered for even more of an impact on the national scene. And speaking of the national scene and all this digital that we're, or I guess they call them now almost like personal assistants, some of the Alexas, the Echoes, all of those kinds of things. The Beef Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association have kind of a cool launch coming up that may help us right around Christmas.
Yeah, they really do. So some of the research that they have done at the national level has showed them that 50% of searches that are done across the internet by 2020 will be voice-based, and cooking skills are one of the most sought-after skills. So to be able to take advantage of that and launch beef into that arena, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has come out with their newest part of their brand family called Chuck Knows Beef. So Chuck Knows Beef is really a guide to all things beef, including recipes, cooking tips, and production information. But it is something that is powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, and it will provide you with customized responses from the content that's already on our Beef for, it's What's for Dinner website.
Right.
And that's one thing we want to remind you, although you won't necessarily be able to talk to your Echo Dot or Alexa about this today, you can go to beefitswhatsfordinner.com and you'll see right on the homepage, it says something about Chuck. And that's where you can kind of get your first inkling of how powerful this tool could be.
Yeah, and we really ask, you know, our Wisconsin beef producers and dairy farmers to kind of help us in growing the intelligence of Chuck that is currently out there. So this morning I went on to the Chuck website and just typed in some questions. The more questions that it receives now, the better off it will be when we really do a hard launch of this to our consumers early next year. So if it's, you know, if you as a farmer get questions about grass-fed beef versus grain-fed beef, go out there and ask it those questions. You might not get 100% accurate answer right now, but because you've fed that information and intelligence into that website now, National Cattlemen's Beef Association will be monitoring that and improving their responses as we move forward.
Yeah, that's what you have to realize. When they say artificial intelligence, it has to grow that information base. So like I said, right now you can help by going to beefitswhatsfordinner.com and you'll see right on the homepage in red letters, Chuck. And that's what we're talking about. This is the new learning app that we're hoping we'll be able to have consumers, farmers, anybody use starting in 2019 on some of those assistant electronics that we've got, like Alexa and Echo. And like you said, this is the segment of the audience that we want to keep bringing us along. If everybody's asking Mr. Google a question, now Chuck should be able to jump right in too.
Yeah, so Chuck will be able to do that for them, you know. So many of our younger consumers today have less experience with cooking in the kitchen. So they might be standing at the grocery store and they'll see a flank steak and they have no idea what to do with it. So they can take their mobile device and go to Chuck and ask Chuck, you know, can you pull up a recipe for a flank steak? Yeah. Or what's the best way to prepare flank steak? And Chuck will give you an answer right there and then, so that you'll have that confidence to put that beef into your grocery cart and take it home and prepare it.
Excellent. So that's another new way that your checkoff dollars are being channeled, trying to engage with that consumer. And like Tammy said, that's part of the reason why beef checkoff dollars are spent with the high school and tech college culinary students, because that is an area they're fascinated by food, but may not have ever had any skill set in high school or in college to use recipes properly. So it's an evolution for sure. Hey, speaking of which, you've had a farm to fork tour since last I spoke with you. How did that go? Who was the group and what did they do?
Yeah, so we had about 40 culinary students who are in the program at the Milwaukee Area Technical College. And we went to a beef farm and a dairy farm to show them the ins and outs of how we are raising beef today. And it's really fantastic to be able to, you know, you start out the day by explaining to them the differences between a cow and a steer and a heifer. And by the end of the day, you've been able to stimulate conversation about how antibiotics are used on farms. What does it mean when we talk about hormone levels in our beef today? So it's really an all-encompassing way to take folks who don't have much knowledge about farming and really give them an introduction into what we're doing, but also what they're seeing on meat labels and how they can better digest that information.
Always excellent. Even if for any farmer, if you ever get a chance to participate, please do. If you ever get a chance to cooperate, please do, because they are valuable learning labs, all in just a matter of a few hours. Tammy Vossen in studio with us. That is your checkoff chat. Again, beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Look for the red letters Chuck, that brand new learning opportunity that's coming in 2019 for your Echo and Alexa or Google Assistant, and or make sure that you're checking out all the activities our Wisconsin Beef Council's got going on. beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on Facebook. Always make sure that you're liking their page and following some of the activities they've got going on. They got plenty going on. Tammy Vossen in studio with us. Your Checkoff Chat brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. And remember, that includes our dairy industry too, and by our partners with the Equity Livestock Sales Association.